You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to a pretty decent card over at Navan, and you'll hear every race live today on the William Hill Racing Radio Studio in the company of Mick Norton, Luke Elder and Ollie Pimlott. We've also got Suttle and Exeter covered alongside Navan. But for all that, joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition of the Irish Podcast, as always, is Mr. Ireland himself, Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Hello, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm pretty well. Pretty well, yes.
Good.
Today.
There's a lot to like about this Navan card, Andy, with a potential for a few world-class performers on offer.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Cheltenham Festival is looming very much closer on the horizon now, and we've probably got a couple of weeks and weekends where the final preparations are being sorted out. And certainly no shortage of last-minute contenders on show today. Obviously, we've got Tabob in the Flying Bolt, Prince of Scars, might just put himself into a shot window of the World Hurdle if he wins today. And of course that 10 up novices chase is absolute humdinger, even though we've lost Wrath of Titan, which is a little bit annoying from an each way perspective because now we've only got seven runners. But there's several horses there with different engagements perhaps at the festival that connections will know a little bit more after today.
Yeah, and of course we're still looking for a class bumper horse this season as well, Andy. We've got another chance to see some contenders today.
Perhaps, yeah, although Blow by Blow is still probably a little bit unfurnished and a bit green to be considered as a potential bumper horse. And of course he's trained by, or he's owned by, Gigginstown, and they're not a massive fan of the race.
Right, okay. Let's get stuck into the action then. We start with the 2 o'clock, and this is a 2 mile maiden hurdle to kick things off. And Alamein, for the aforementioned Gigginstown, is 6-5 market leader here. It's 5-2 about automated. Stuckador is 7-2, 6-1 for Thirsty Work, 20s or bigger the remainder. What do you like in the opening maiden, Andy?
I'll go probably stick with Alamein here. More of a process elimination rather than anything else, and you can knock out several of his main rivals quite readily. Stuckador, of course, has had loads of chances. I'm not really convinced this horse has ever been a natural hurdler. It's more to do with the ground, really, and the trip. He's a 7 furlong miler on the flat, and up until now he's always come up a little bit short when he's gone over hurdles, albeit he's run well in defeat. Thirsty Were looked very one pace today when he ran the other day. He inherited second when a horse fell at the last. He's got a little bit to find. I think he's a long-term project. So you're left really with Alamein and Automated out of that race the other day down in Garran when they chased home the very useful Accord de Tour. And Alamein came out second best. It was the first time he got the tongue tie cheek pieces combination on. And he seemed to run a good bit better than he did the time before. Obviously, he burst above the vessel, which you shouldn't really count against him. He's got some good form in bumpers anyway. He stays well. He looks genuine and honest, very much in keeping with how a lot of Mouse Morrises are. And on the form, strictly, he should finish in front of Automated again, although Gordon Ellis Charge is entitled to improve quite significantly on that first run. Albeit, I do think he'll be better on better ground. He's a typical flat type. He used to be with Joe Lyons, and all his best form is on a sounder surface, so he might be better off in the spring when it dries out a bit. So Alamein, under today's conditions, gets the vote.
Alamein it is for Andy in the opener then. Race number 2 comes up at 2:30. This is the Flying Bolt Novice Chase, a Grade 2 event over 2 miles and a furlong. Tabob is the 4-6 market leader here. 9-4 about Tell Us More. And Sam Ramont rounds off the three runners at 11-2. Tabob, Andy, looks thoroughly progressive this season, but did disappoint last time at Leopardstown. Can he get back to winning ways here?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I've still got faith in this horse. I'm sure Jessica Harrington has as well. You shouldn't really chastise one horse after that one bad run. And that was the only time, really, he's come up a little bit short. Whether that run at Navan on the 13th of December just came a little bit too soon for him when he obviously contested the Irish Arkle at Leopardstown over the Christmas period. That seemed to be the case, because having listened to Robbie Power when he came in that day, when he won so brilliantly at over this course and distance, when he beat Lord Scoundrels, a very useful horse, by 41 lengths, he was actually asked by Gary O'Brien immediately after, and said he'd leave it up to Jesse. I interviewed Jesse, and Jesse said, well, we'll have a look at Leopard's Town, but it might come a bit too quick. And they rather bit the bullet and thought, well, we'll give it a go. But it ended up backfiring on him big time because he just wasn't the same horse. He didn't go with the same verve and intention that he had done on his previous two starts when he really attacked his fences and built up an unassailable lead and basically ran his rivals into the ground. But he was a beaten horse before stamina became an issue. You just have to say that he just wasn't quite unsung. He's been given plenty of time to freshen up. He's had a couple of months off. And hopefully he'll jump off in front again and dictate and dominate like he has done on those previous two starts when, incidentally, he's recorded two very, very fast speed figures, particularly the one here over the C&D. If he runs to that level, then he's going to be very difficult to beat. Obviously, it won't be no pushover because he's up against two nice horses from the Willie Mullins stable. I think Willie's finally worked out that Talnus Moore doesn't get beyond 2.5 miles and now he's running him over the minimum trip. He could be quite dangerous. And it's really odd to see him running Sabermont over at 2.1 mile, considering he almost looked as though he could end up being an RSA candidate after his win last time out. I'm not sure what connections are thinking with him. Be interesting to see how he goes today, but he might just be done for tow. So to Bob, I presume with a small field, he'll go off in front, and if he gets into a good rhythm, he's got his confidence up, he should be hard to beat.
To Bob then, Frandy, in the 2:30. Race number 3 comes up at 3 o'clock. This is over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. It's the Boyne Hurdle, a Grade 2 event here, with 4 runners down to contest it. Prince of Scars is the 11-10 market leader this morning. 7-4 about Dedigout, 7-1 for Lieutenant Colonel, and Snow Falcon is 8-1. It'd be a bit of a disaster if Kingstown couldn't find the win here, Andy.
It would, wouldn't it, really, yeah. I think it probably works out about 100-1 on that they're going to have the winner. It's interesting, the jockey bookings as well, and I think it's indicative of the fact that connections are probably eyeing up the Cheltenham Festival with Prince of Scars, because Davy Russell, of course, who rode this horse last time out because Brian Cooper rode Alfred as a beau, they've decided to leave Davy Russell on. Obviously, he's favourite here in a short price. He'd imagine that, or logically, Brian Cooper would have the pick of the Kingstown horses and he would choose him. But because Brian Cooper's staying loyal, obviously, to Alfred as a beau, who will probably be his ride in the World Hurdle, Gordon Ellis obviously asked Davy Russell to keep the ride because, obviously, with the continuity, he'd probably want Davy to ride him not only today, but, of course, in the World Hurdle itself, if he passes today's test with flying colours. He certainly deserves to be talked upon in those terms at the moment because he's improved so significantly in the last few months that he's now got a rating of 155, which definitely puts him into the mix with the top of the World Hurdlers. And, of course, if he gets his ground at the Cheltenham Festival, and that's the reason why I think he's still a contender, he could cause some damage because he beat Alfred de Zabo, who's second favourite or third favourite most lists for the World Hurdle, quite comfortably, actually, at Leopardstown in that Grade 1 over the Christmas period. He sat in off the pace and he picked those two horses up, good horses up, quite readily. He's won here at the track as well, albeit in a handicap and in workmanlike fashion rather than spectacular. But he's got such a high cruising speed and a lot of class that you'd never rule out a horse like this in Grade 1 company. He should really, in all intents and purposes, beat his two main market rivals here today on the count of stamina and, of course, the fact that he's race fit. The other two horses, Lieutenant Colonel and Didigout, haven't had a run. So even though those two horses are respected, and, of course, Didigout is trying to retain his crown from last year, I'd expect Prince of Stars to score here and give, connections a little bit of a headache before the Cheltenham Festival.
Prince of Scars then getting the vote in the 3 o'clock. The 3:30 is the next race on today's podcast. This is a handicap hurdle over the extended 2 mile and 6 furlong trip where Flemon Storm is the 3-1 favourite this morning. Nickname Exit at 5-1. 7-1 for Mad Brian, which has been supported from 9s. 7-1 Quantitative Easing. 8-1 Josie's Orders. 8-1 Auger Castle. Railway Tommy is 10-1. It's bigger prices for the remainder. Talk us through these, Andy.
Yeah, this is one of the most intriguing races of the day. Because we've got two horses that are probably bound for the Cheltenham Festival, but in a totally different sphere than this. Of course, we've got Josie's Orders and Quantitative Easing, who are, I would imagine, going to be contesting the cross-country race at the big meeting in a few weeks' time. And it's very significant that Edna Boulder's decided just to give them a spin over hurdles rather than run them over and give them a grueling race over fences. So you'd imagine that they wouldn't be absolutely 100% tuned up today. So with that in mind, you'd probably look towards something that's fitting well and was receiving a lot of weight off one or two of these. And the one that fits the bill is the improving Flemon Storm, who's carried all before him in the last two or three starts. Dual winner at the Ferry House and at Punchestown, respectively, over hurdles and over fences. And although he couldn't follow up the other day over this course, That was, still wasn't a bad return behind the likes of Whitearm and Milan Fly. But now he goes back over hurdles. And he could be very, very dangerous here, lurking down the bottom. Of course, he beat Golan Lodge in that race at Ferry House on the 19th of December. And regular followers of Irish Racing know that that horse, trained by Paul Nolan, won at Leopardstown the other day. So the form is rock solid. He's a real smooth traveller, this horse. He can flash his tail under pressure as well, which is a little bit of an idiosyncratic trait he's got, but it certainly doesn't stop him going forward. In fact, it even propels him even further. So I do think this Fleming Store's still particularly well handicapped, and he's got conditions in his favour again today, so he's the choice.
Flemingstone for Andy in the 3:30. We'll go on to the 4 o'clock now then. This is 10 Up Novices Chase. It's a grade 2, ran over 3 miles, and Black Hercules leads the market this morning at 5-6. Monksland is 4-1, 6-1 Noble Endeavour. Sub-Lieutenant is 14-1, 16-1 for Shantou Flyer, 16-1 Measure of My Dreams, and 20-1 for Pleasant Company, which rounds them off. A lot of eyes will be on Black Hercules today, Andy.
Certainly will. I think actually all these horses in this race will have Cheltenham Festival aspirations, whatever happens today. Black Hercules, of course, has been talked upon as the potential winner of the four-miler, thanks to his win last time out at Warwick. And he's won here over this course and distance as well. On both occasions, he jumps with a good degree of certainty. And we will be watching the plate as well today. He's obviously had the choice. You'd expect him perhaps to win again. And I think he probably will. But whether I want to back him at a really skinny price to find out is open to question. So I'm probably going to be having a look in the without the Black Hercules market. And I'll be quite interested in Measure of My Dreams here in this particular exotic bet, because I do rate Willie Mullins' supposed second string here. Off the back of a very eye-catching performance first time over fences at Punchestown the other day, I love the way he jumped and the way he quickened and stayed on in the latter stages of that race. And he beat Mr. Diablo, who's a track specialist, Arctic Skipper, who's won since. And the time in the race wasn't too bad either for a 10-runner beginner's chase. They were in a decent gallop, so... And he's got a touch of class, and he's always looked as though he's a chaser in the making, this fella, as well. He's a big, powerful sort. So I'll be quite keen to roll the dice with him. He's going to be around about 7-1 without the favourite, so that's the way I'd approach at 4 o'clock.
Measure My Dreams without Black Hercules then, getting the pick in the 4 o'clock for Andy. We'll go ahead to race number 6 now. This is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles coming up at 4:30. And Isle of Hope and Dreams heads the betting this morning at 2-1. 130 about Dr. Waluigi. Lakefield is 5-1. 5-1 for On the Dry. Admiral Bryan is 11-1. It's bigger prices for the remainder. What are you liking this one, Andy?
Yeah, I think most of the punters are going to be liking Isle of Hope and Dreams. Very significant gamble landing when this horse won. When the last time we saw him, over a year ago at Thurles. Obviously, he's had one or two issues because he hasn't run since, and he had a bit of a break before that win as well, when he used to, of course, be with Henrietta Knight back in the day in the 2012-2011 season. So he's obviously quite a fragile type, and they can only run him every now and again. So that means that he's obviously going to be tuned up and A1 for his seasonal reappearance. You just can't afford to have a horse like that in any other way. He has, however, got quite a bit of a task on carrying top weight, even allowing for Noel Kelly's £4 off. And there's another horse in this race that just makes slightly more appeal at the prices, and that's Lakefield, trained by Shea Barry. Of course, he's booked Jack Kennedy to ride here, one of the better conditionals in the weighing room. Of course, there's been a Martin Sand opportunity race. It is for the younger boys. This horse finished fifth in a very good race at Nace on his last start, and that was certainly, he was in quite deep that day, considering he'd come from the smaller... provincial tracks such as Limerick and Tramore. He certainly didn't do anything wrong on that occasion. He was just outstripped on the running, but the fact that he was favoured that day, a lot of people expected him to win. And he could easily get back on track here today. He handled the ground. He's a nice, easy-going, handy type. So around about 5-6-1 this morning. I'll go with Lakefield each way there.
Lakefield it is in the 4:30. Then the final race on Navan's card today comes up at 5 o'clock. We close things with a 2-mile bumper where Blow by Blow heads the market at 4-7. 130 about Jet. Tailspin is 9-1. 14-1 for Pot Committed. And Louis II is 16-1. The front two in the market, Andy, obviously face each other the last time out. And Blow by Blow, no reason why he shouldn't confirm form here, Andy.
No, I thought he was a bit lucky not to win first time up. He travelled like a really good horse, as the market expected him to win. And even though he got beat by Tamlock Boy in the latter stage, I put it down to real greenness, really, that prevented him from getting the job done. He beat his main market rival quite comfortably that day, and expect him to confirm the form, as you said. That Jet, who was back and forth, had every chance. And of course, Jet had the luxury of having two previous racecourse appearances under his belt. So if he couldn't beat him then, there's no reason why he should turn the form around on this particular occasion. So even though he is a bit of a skinny price, I'd expect him to come of age and really have learnt from that first run, because that's the only thing that did him. So blow by blow should be another blow for the bookmakers in the final race.
OK, Andy's pick then in the bumper. Just remind us, please, one more time, all seven of your selections for Sunday's racing at Navan.
Yeah, another informative card with us today in Ireland. We should certainly learn plenty with the Cheltenham Festival just around the corner. I don't think we're going to have seen any Cheltenham Festival aspirants in the first, but hopefully we'll get off the mark with a Gingenstown stud winner in the shape of Alamein. To Bob, hopefully he'll get his career back on track in the Flying Bolt Novices Chase. He was a good winner at two starts back over the course and distance, and that form should allow him to win quite comfortably there. Prince of Scars looks the best horse on show in the 3 o'clock, and he's going to get the nap vote in that boy in hurdle. Fleming Storm has been right on top of his game so far this season, and he keeps progressing. I still think he's got plenty more to come in the 3:30. Really intriguing 10-up Novices Chase in front of us in the shape of the 4 o'clock. Black Hercules is likely to win, but I do quite like Measure of My Dreams from a without the favourite perspective. Lakefield gets the each-way choice in the Martinstown opportunity. And Gingenstown stud, they should have hopefully had a really good day prior to the final race. Whatever happens, the icing should be very much on the cake with blow-by-blow in the last.
There we are. You've been listening to Andy Holding's thoughts ahead of the Irish action today at Navan. Remember to tune in to William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. where we've got the Navan card in full alongside Suddle and Exeter with Luke Elder, Mick Norton and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Andy, and enjoy the action today.
I certainly will. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.